white hot with a my kush roll, 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 my kush roll.
Because I think she thought that maybe if, like, we got into the street and I caught up with that ass,
that it would have been,
it would have been problems.
Would have been on.
It would have been problems.
Would you have snatched that bitch by her hair and like, yes. No, it was. Damn it, man!
You stole my coat and you tried to be like, what was you? What were you about to do with it? What were? That's my question. What were you about to do with this coat?
She was about to sniff it and cuddle with it. And
yeah, like, maybe like shave a piece off of it and put it in her love potion.
Well, there were follicles of your hair on it, and so she was going to add it to her journal of potentials, and you were going to be a misconnection.
Oh, I should have checked Miss Connections.
You should have checked Miss Connections to the lady with the fly coat that I tried to steal. You'd be like, bitch, it's me.
That's me.
That's me, you funky bitch. You. And this is Speaker Box Seattle Podcast season four. Colon. The breakdown of the mainframe. This is Frank Massachusetts, aka Luffy Lefty. And who are you?
And as always, it's your girl Bangham Smurfette.
All right, but before we get into the episode, we're gonna hit you with some shameless plugs, Smurfy Derpy.
If you would like to listen to past or future episodes of this podcast, head on over to one of our three platforms, being iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic. If you want a one-stop shop for all of that, plus our social media accounts and from some content from time to time, head on over to our website, which is SPKRBX.
SPKRBX.com. So good.
That's speakerbox.com, by the way. I didn't say that. And if you just would like to ask us a question or drop us a comment, an episode idea, hit us up at speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox, normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com.
All right. And for season 4, we're starting off all our episodes with a new segment called The Fuss, Fucked Up Situation Scenario with Bangham Smurfette and Frank Massachusetts, where we give you a fucked up scenario and the only way to get out of it is your in-depth knowledge of hip-hop. All right. So, you're popping.
I was just waiting for which one.
You're popping in the streets.
Yep.
I want to say it's about 94, 95, around that time, right?
Okay.
And your deal just got up, and you like, you know what? I don't even know if I want to sign with y'all again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you start vetting out your options about who you're trying to roll with, right? Okay. And let's say your music is your music, which is you, and it's telling bitches what it is and what it is.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
And then niggas is buying it, right? Because it's real and they've seen it. They're like, no, this isn't make believe. Like, she's really snatching bitches by the hair, telling them what it is and what it isn't.
These things happen
over some hard ass beats, right? And you got 3 contracts on the table, and you got to pick which one you want to sign with.
I'm signing with 3 6 Mafia.
And the other options were Rough Riders or Bad Boy.
And did I really guess that?
Yes, I was going to say, or 3 6. I was going to say Hypnotized Minds, but okay. Yes. So Hypnotized Minds.
That would be, yeah.
Why Hypnotized Minds?
No, it really wouldn't. If I had to make a business decision, no.
Between Hypnotized Minds, Rough Riders.
Or Bad Boy?
Or Bad Boy.
Rough Riders.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we already know about them Diddy contracts. And I'm not trying to be stuck in a closet.
Like the people that we can't mention on this podcast.
Like those girls that shall not be named.
Who could probably sue another artist for intellectual property considering they have the same name. But.
Ooh, that's a good one. If y'all figure that out.
I'm just saying. I when I first saw the newcomer, I was like, oh, they came back. And I was like, no, it's a new.
I thought the same thing, too.
Okay, so yeah, so it's real. It's validated.
There do you know that motherfucker was charging like $70 for tickets at the Crocodile?
To do what? To hit notes? You could emasculate him. You could put his head down. He'd probably like it.
I don't think so, because he seems like he's overcompensating. I think he's hyper-masculine.
Do you think he would like beat a bitch?
Yeah, he has.
Why did I think that happened? like, I really, like, I didn't want to say it and put it out there and put that on him, but I was like, what? Something tells me, like, he beat a bitch, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I'd be damned. I would be.
Before this man with his hands on you.
Like, certain things just aren't happening, and that is one of them.
She's like, you will not catch me on these blog sites. Okay. All right.
But yeah, so Rough Riders.
So why not hypnotize minds?
Okay, I'm going to say, y'all know I love me some 3-6.
Breaking the law. I'm going to break the law.
I listen to that every morning.
If you don't believe it, you can follow her on her Snapchat. Which is Snapchat?
I always forget because it's got a weird underscore.
But now that you remember, your Snapchat is
Bang_M_Smurf. So that's Bang_EM_Smurf.
It's lit.
It is lit.
And if you want your music played,
shut the fuck up. Bro, all right,
hypnotized minds. All right, so you said you love you some 3-6.
But I would have had to make a business decision based on what was available at the time.
Okay.
And if I have Rough Riders on the table, and it's what you said, you said 95.
I said 95, 96, yeah. So Rough Riders is just kind of like getting there. You would be.
Do behind. I have future sight like I did?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rough Riders then. If I know, okay. Well, no, because
you would get more shine on Rough Riders.
I would, but then, you know, I feel like crack just ran through that whole operation. I don't think I have a tendency to do crack, but, and you know, things like worked well for 3-6, like later in life, they won that Oscar, right. And but it was just
and
them.
And they're still popping now.
But it was just them. That's and true. I don't know if there was no real artist development there.
Yeah, LeChat and Gangsta Boo and Project Pat and all that.
Fucking chat, bro. I would have to say Rough Riders. Yeah.
All right, Rough Riders. All right, I can respect that. Nice. Would you let Swiss Beast produce the entire thing with his 7 instruments?
You know, I probably, I'm not going to lie, because I got to think about what it would be like at that time. Yes. Okay. He would have got one album from me, and then I would have listened to the album. And you know, you would have been so far into the project that you would have been like, damn, this nigga only has 7 sounds.
That's it.
He just keeps
flipping and flopping them.
He just keeps flipping and flopping them. And then your album sounds like that Lauryn Hill mess where it was just one guitar chord the whole goddamn. So he would have got one. He would have bought me for one.
Bird sounds? Tweet, 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 tweet.
Yeah. All sounds right. of nature. He would have bought me for one.
All right. All right.
But hopefully I would have had at least 2 hits that would have 2 to 3 hits off of there.
You would have had a grimy hit. I think you would have had like one grimy hit where it would have been like, yo, I know we're not supposed to because she's a female, but this shit goes
Tell
hard.
Me a grimy hit that Swiss Beats has produced though. Like grimy though.
Like grimy? I would say Wild Out by the Lox. That was kind of grimy. Or Jigga. That's not grimy. That's not grimy enough?
Did he produce that?
Tugboats. He did produce Tugboats. So that could have been your beat.
Oh, that could have been
That could have been your beat.
ATM! ATM! Dame
That could have been, yes. Actually, you know what? In retrospect, that would have been the most appropriate one.
Take young one out and replace him with me.
With Bang'em Smurfette. And yeah. All right. Bang'em Smurfette on Rough Riders. And that was the fuzz. Fucked up situation scenarios. Bang'em Smurfette and Frank Massachusetts. I can't get my name out today. No. And Frank Massachusetts.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because Diddy's looking for you now. He owns your name.
He does. I don't know that he owns my name, but he does. And he's going to be like, see, Playboy, I got this. When you just turned 18, you thought you were signing your diploma. But what it really was a contract.
Hello. I'd be damned.
And I get 60% for the next 25
Fuck
years.
Fuck 60. He gets 80.
I've been looking at my paycheck stubs. And there's one thing that I just can't identify. I was like, what is this? Like, what is this?
It's him.
What is this deduction?
It's always been him.
It's him. It's him. And I support it. And that's actually a nice segue into our episode today, which is, would you like to introduce the episode?
No, it's your topic.
All right. So what we're talking about today is, we ain't talking about chicken. No. We ain't talking about pork.
No pork.
We ain't talking
here,
about
sir.
Veal. We ain't talking about venison. We're not talking about fish. We're not talking about shrimp. We're not talking about buffalo. We're not talking about goat. We are not talking about frog. We're not talking about alligator. We're not talking about, I never had snake, but we're not talking about that either.
So what are we talking about?
Sorry. Rat meat. We are talking about beef. Prime certified grade A beef.
All right.
So how do you
nope,
feel about beef?
Nope. You still gotta tell me.
Tell you what?
Why is this on your spirit?
Because
listeners, I got a text at 2:27 in the morning.
It was 2:27 in the morning. That's fairly accurate, but go ahead.
It just said, "Hey Smurf, can we do an episode about beef? Because these little motherfuckers got me fucked up in these streets." I was like, "Yeah, man, we can't. Is there something you want to talk about here at 2:27 in the morning?"
I didn't really. Again, I just needed confirmation that that was a viable subject to bring up here at Speaker Box Seattle Podcast. And the reason I brought it up is because I feel that personally, there's a lot of fuck shit that can go into the whole realm and persona and the whole tabooness of beef.
So maybe we should define what beef is.
Beef is when you're scared, when you ask your homies to start your Jeep. Beef is when ICU translates it to an ICU. One more time. That's beef.
It took me a second, but I was like, this mother. That was meta. That was some Metception.
Look. That was meta. Just layers.
There was layers. And if y'all say that we don't talk about hip hop, that was a deep fucking cut.
But it's real shit. Like, but here you have to understand. I grew up in that era, right?
Yes.
So, like, when I have a problem, oh, it's a problem. Like, no, you can come see me and we can fucking handle this. And again, I understand.
But talk about that a little bit more. This era that you come from, what was beef in the era that you grew up in? The real, not the song.
Okay. No, but it was real shit, right? And the reason why is because it's circa 05, 04 or whatnot. Uh-huh. Rainier was real. Like,
okay.
Rolling up on Rainier, you had your certain groups and certain gangs and certain people and certain affiliations, right? So you had to be careful on who you said shit to, right? And this is before social media. So anything that was said within small circles, but if it got out, the motherfucker's gonna confront you because you are in an institution and they're gonna find you, right? And so if you said something, you had to mean it. And if you meant it, you had to back it up. Because come fourth period or come after school or come whatever the fuck the situation is, I'm gonna see you and I'm gonna be about four deep. And I'm gonna ask you if you was talking that shit and how you feel about it right then and there. So that's where I come from.
Okay.
I am very confrontational.
I'm gonna try to drill us down though to the root cause. I'm gonna ask you to lay down on the couch for a second. Where did that come from? What is the root? No. Hear me out. Understand the question. Where did the expectation that if you saw something, say something, and if you said it, you meant it, and if you meant it, you better motherfucking mean it, because you gonna have problems if you pursue this. Where did that expectation come from? Because that's not the expectation currently.
I feel like that
was it. Strong fathers in the house.
Well, there's that. There's strong fathers in the household, and also there was real motherfuckers in these streets.
There was real motherfuckers.
So you were gonna get touched.
Yeah.
You were going to get touched, and I feel like that was what it was.
Okay.
Like, you would see somebody, they would talk that shit, and then a week later, you see this mother. This is real life. You would see this motherfucker get thrown down a flight of fucking stairs,
okay.
And he hit only like the last four because his body bounced. And there was the hospital came, and it was a whole thing. Yeah, it was like in the beginning. Like, you know when everybody gets there early before first period, and then like
you're trying to
get up the stairs, and then like you see like this dude get pushed up a locker, and then you see him flowing down a flight of stairs. I was like, ooh.
I'd be like, I'm going home, man.
But the thing is, everybody knew what it was. We kept telling, we're like, you keep talking that shit, and my G, he's gonna find you, and it is gonna be what it is. And he found him, he confronted him, and he threw him. So that's where I come from. I come from, if you say it, you have to mean it, because you're gonna have to defend it, because these people will come up to you. And I don't feel like people know how to respond to that anymore. Because now people look at me crazy if I confront you about it. And I'm like, yo, my G, I was told we have a problem. Do we have a problem or not? And they want to get all cold and freeze up and fall into their fucking shell and then throw out subliminals and all that shit. And listen, my G, Frank Massachusetts is not going to go back and forth with you online. I don't do subliminals. I don't do any of that shit. If you're going to have some fuck ass boys going to talk about, oh, he might have been talking about you just to kind of rah-rah me up, it's not going to work. If you tag me in some shit online and you want to say something to me and you have my contact information, I'm not going to respond to you online. I'm just going to roll up to your fuck. I'm going to hit the Joe Budden stride. What a handful of fucking rocks.
Also known as the T2.
Also known as that dude did hit him with the T2. And a dirty ass wife beat her. And I am going to show up to your fucking house, and I'm going to ask you what the fucking deal is. And it's going to be immediate. It's going to be like you posted it, got a couple of likes, got a couple of retweets, then. What up? I heard we have a fucking issue. And that's just me. But it's fucked up because then they say I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I was doing my thing in my corner, chilling solo dolo. And you came out the fucking woodwork and you looked at me and thought that I wasn't going to be. Anybody that knows me knows I'm fucking crazy.
Name. Government names.
That's not what we're here for. We're here to educate and elevate. Okay. But that motherfucker knows what it is because I confronted him.
I don't know. For some reason, I was feeling like we were at the Breakfast Club.
And I told him, and I was like, look, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. If you got a fucking problem, say something. And I don't, I'm not.
Somebody I know.
No, this isn't somebody.
No. Damn.
Yeah. But yeah. And again, that's where I come from. And I feel like these little, they don't respond that way. And no. So it's some bitch shit and I can't support it. Like, I don't want to. And that's why we're having this conversation. So what's beef to you? Like, what's like if you say you have beef with
problems? We have problems.
So going back to our previous episodes about motherfuckers borrowing money and stuff like that, if they don't get back to you in a timely manner, are those problems?
Problems. AKA beef. Okay. Like, we have beef.
Okay, but do you do the social media and start tagging them and shit?
No,
okay.
I never. Okay. I think I've, in my whole life, accidentally threw one subliminal.
Okay.
It was an accident. I was just really trying to talk about my experience. I was like, yo, bitch got me fucked up. But I guess technically it was a subliminal because I didn't say.
Right.
Ooh, I almost said the full government.
Oh, we airing people out.
Woo! Cop myself.
She's first, last, and middle initial. Yes.
Right. But beyond that, like, if I have a problem.
So you'll confront them, right?
I confront. And sometimes I feel like I'm a little too old to be doing this. Like, is it the opposite, though? Like, as I get older, my level of fucks goes down.
Yep.
So naturally, my tendency to be aggressive and confrontational would go up. But I don't go looking for problems.
This is what the fuck I'm saying, right? I don't go looking for problems. I will sit in my little corner. I will do what I need to do. You're bringing me into this situation. And that's something else I don't appreciate because I was chilling. And also, I find it disrespectful because then it's like they thought they can get away with it.
Yeah.
And that's what gets to me.
Yeah. It's like, not, you thought you could try it.
You thought I was the one. You thought it was just going to be like, yeah. No. No, my G, no. At least not with me. With some other little, maybe, but yeah.
Do you find that there's an age component? Because I would venture to say that there's, and I'm not trying to shit on our listeners, I'm really not, but y'all need to know about yourselves so you can change it and make a brighter future for yourselves. But I feel like...
Message.
But I feel like this, there's a, you know, the younger part of the millennials or whatever it is under them, like, they don't do direct.
Yeah, but where does that stem from? Like, where does that bitch assness come from? Like, when did we start bitching up? Like,
no, I don't know, which is confusing to me because I feel like it's not like, okay, we did go through a bubblegum rap phase, you know right. what I'm saying? But I don't feel like we ventured too far off. Like, there's whole little people growing up with trap music. Mm-hmm. Maybe because it's not real trap music anymore.
That's true. You got a lot of people faking the funk. But then you have still people living that life like 21 Savage, where if you go and visit him and you ask him what transpired the past week, it is fully documented in that last mixtape.
Detailed. So it's not like life got, or maybe it is. Maybe did life get easier?
I don't think life got easier. I think it got a little bit more impersonal, right?
Because is it social media?
It's social media.
Okay.
And it's because everybody's got a fucking username and they don't have to see this person and they
it's
feel like
they're talking. Social media.
But, well, because think about it, right? If you're so used to just talking reckless about somebody who lives in fucking Hong Kong, shout out to our listeners in Hong Kong.
Because we have them.
Because we have them.
And we're, Russia.
Well, we're brand ambassadors. it's real. Right, so you get used to talking to people crazy. This is my line of thinking.
Okay.
You get used to talking to people crazy in Hong Kong, Russia. And then your reality's warped, right? Because now you're just used to popping off and not seeing any that's what it is. There's no fucking
consequences.
Motherfuckers need to start upholding people to these goddamn consequences.
That's exactly what it was, because you're 100% right. Back in the day, if you said something, because you didn't have any social media to run to, right?
Right.
If you said it, you were talking to somebody, and most cases, people can't hold a secret, so it's going to get out.
Right.
And then you were going to have to deal with it, whether that person decided to pursue it or not. And I feel like 9 times out of 10 back in the day, they decided to take you up on your motherfucking offer.
Right.
Somebody was going to come looking for you. But now, you could just be in the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming and shouting from behind a computer screen.
Literally. From behind the computer screen. Because, you know, you don't want your face recognition to show up.
And it would take, I think, honestly, too, it's, there's no incentive in a lot of these cases to go after the instigator.
Talk
because
about
it
that.
Would take so much effort. Now I gotta log into a desktop computer.
Okay, so do you respond? Like, if someone tags you, popping off, talking that yin yang.
If they tag me?
Bang a Smurfette, fuck her coat.
If they tag me, I give you one response. Where you at?
Let's talk about it. Let's handle this.
Why don't we just handle this like gentlemen in person? And you can say all this shit to my face if you at me. But most people aren't atting people.
Okay.
Because they're afraid of consequences. And they want to appear hard without actually having to put in the work to be hard.
But when did that leak into the rap game, though? Like, when did that, like, do you remember, like, a defining point where we just were just like, yeah, subliminals is cool?
I don't know. I can't pinpoint the actual time.
Right. Well,
okay, so let's think about this. What was the last epic rap beef that you can think of?
Like, epic, where I was just like,
notable.
On my way here, you know what I thought about? And I was just like, damn, this was a classic that just didn't get enough shine, but this was amazing. Game's 300 Bars and Running.
Yeah.
That ran for 15 fucking minutes. And you listened to all 15 minutes.
I would agree with that. I didn't even think, yes, I would agree with that.
And another thing, it was real. Because we know Game's crazy.
And it was real shit and real facts were being said.
Yeah.
But it wasn't snitching somehow.
It wasn't snitching, no. He was just telling people what it was and what it wasn't. He was like, listen, what you thought it was is what it is. And if anybody, and that's the thing with Game, though. He knows he can say it because nobody's trying to fuck with a 6'4", 220 pound
and he has
blood
hands.
Member.
He could be, yeah. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to deal with those problems.
You don't want those problems?
We know, like, certified facts the Game has hands, and he has shooters, so.
it's just not a good look for you.
So yeah, I would say that. So did you catch my Snapchat social experiment?
I caught some. The last thing that I caught was you were like relevant rap beefs. It was Meek Mill versus these box of L's, which this episode is sponsored by these box of L's. Your L's not lasting long enough. Then you need to get this box of L's. Act now and you can get the industrial size, which will last for 2 years. One incident will follow you for 2 years and you will continuously catch these fucking L's for two consecutive, yeah, non-stop, uninterrupted, yeah, years.
Yeah,
they're called the Meek Mills, but go ahead.
So I just put out, so I, in preparation, because we do prep for these episodes, I was thinking about rap beefs, right? Uh-huh. Okay, like I said, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, easy,
right?
Easy. I got a list, we could talk about it. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about beef today.
Fuck shit beef.
And when you get to the later part of the 2000s,
it starts going down.
It dries up completely. So I said, maybe I'm slipping. There was a couple years here where I wasn't as much into, like, didn't have my ear to the street. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm slipping. So I put out a call. Hey, within like the last 2 years, hit me up. If there's an epic rap beat that produced at least one diss track, mm-hmm, because it doesn't count if we just going back, if we just jibba jabbing, mm-hmm, on social media.
We're talking to you, Drake. We're talking to you, Jay-Z. It doesn't count.
Drake, I have to back to, I mean, he didn't name names, but we knew who he was talking about.
No, I'm talking about the beef between Jay-Z and Drake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. No. But Drake has, I can't come for him in this because of Back to Back.
And that was amazing.
It was nominated.
I'm sorry.
When your diss track is nominated for a Grammy. But so I put out the call, right?
He should have won.
Yeah, he should have won. I put out the call, right? Snap is blowing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting a whole bunch of messages.
Because it's popping.
Because it's popping, because my shit's lit. So I got people looking at my shit.
It's light.
But nobody really has anything.
So
it's
what
just
were you
jokes.
Giving? What were you giving?
I was given Soulja Boy versus Irrelevancy.
That's rude.
Meek Mill versus these L's.
Oh, yeah.
Some I didn't even put on Snap. Jay-Z versus the Elevator really came through.
I hate the internet because it's got jokes.
The Weeknd versus Justin Bieber. 21 Savage.
The Weeknd versus,
yes,
Justin.
And I was like, it was,
over
it was
what?
It, Selena Gomez.
Who's fucking Selena Gomez?
The Weeknd.
Is he?
Yes.
For some reason, visually, that looks very disturbing.
It's like child porn.
Right. I was like, that sounds really gross.
21 Savage versus Tyga.
Someone look into that. Somebody may need to, like, say Selena.
Selena, are you okay?
Are you okay? Right.
The only real ones,
you know,
I got.
Heroin, right? I'm sorry, go ahead.
The only real ones I got, which I knew of because I had just listened to Gelato, but was Young Dolph and Yo Gotti,
mm-hmm,
and that had been kind of going on for a little bit.
But that's real beef. Like, that's a real problem.
Yeah, but exactly, like, the definition of beef. Like, and he named all the names. I was like, oh, well, you might have even, somebody's gonna get shot after this. And Waka versus Gucci.
Yeah, and again, these are real people who will deliver real consequences. We know Waka Flocka's going to deliver a consequence if you say something crazy about
true,
him.
True, but just
and I respect
the
that.
Struggle to come up with real, because I, okay, so before I did that, I went to, I just went to the Googles, because I was like, maybe I'm legitimately missing something. So here comes Complex's list of 15 rap beefs you need to know about in 2016.
Okay.
Only one produced a diss song, and it was The Game and Meek Mill.
Oh, that pest control. Yeah.
That was it. But I mean, Back to Back was in 2016, right?
Yeah. That was 2015.
15. Yeah. So yeah, everything else was Twitter. Everything else was Twitter.
And that's not real beef.
Future versus Thug, Twitter. Migos versus Pee Wee Longway.
Who the fuck is Pee Wee Longway?
Twitter.
That's an amazing name, by the way. But who the fuck is Pee Wee Longway?
Meek Mill did a lot of beefing in 2016 and lost all of them.
Because he's still taking these L's.
And I don't think... Oh, because he wasn't allowed to make... Oh, that was another one that came through. Meek Mill versus the State of...
That's rude.
Because there was that whole point where he wasn't allowed to make music?
I thought you said Meek Mill versus the Stairs. I really thought that's what you said.
Oh, no. I was like, that's rude. But he's from Philly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he beefed with everybody in Philly. He beefed with the Stairs. He beefed with...
And lost.
And lost. And then ran away.
Because he lost.
But yeah, like, the even Complex couldn't come up with nothing.
Yeah, because I was even going to say something like beef, quote, I'm doing air quotes, ladies and gentlemen. Beef was Wiz Khalifa and Kanye West.
Twitter.
But here's the thing, though. That motherfucker went too far. Kanye.
He's mentally ill. And that's the other thing. I'm not including mentally ill shit in this, because we could also say Kanye and Cudi. No, because that's all mental illness.
That's two mentally ill people going at each other, which somebody should intervene with.
Somebody
that.
Should have just been like,
sit your slow asses down. Stop. Nobody cares. This isn't a real problem. This is just two bitch doing bitch shit. And yeah.
Well, two people that need medication. Like,
yeah, but no, like, I feel like when they did the whole... When Kanye came at Wiz's kids, and he was like...
Yeah, that response was real weird, too.
I was like, no. I would, no. Now, that's a problem. Like, no, don't bring my fucking kids into this. You can say whatever you want about me. Like, keep your fucking... No. Mm-mm.
But I still feel like Wiz's response to that wasn't as dramatic as it needed to be. Like, that's a... You get shot for that. Like, right. You get somebody at your house for that. Like, right. I felt like it was still, like... And I'm not saying... I know Wiz grew up in his area, too, and... Mm-hmm. I'm not coming for his credibility, but you talk about somebody's kids. I was a little surprised at
the response.
And then the fact that it was squash. So, and I'm not saying that somebody talks about your kids and your immediate response is to go to the studio, but
if that is your response,
you need to do better.
Then we have hit a whole new level of fuck shit. If your response is, man, I gotta lay down these tracks. Metro Boomin wants some more.
But I'm saying, like, don't you miss diss tracks, though?
I miss real diss tracks. You know what I miss? I miss, like, hit 'em up diss tracks, where he said, don't one of you little has got sickle cell. You better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. And I was like, yes.
These are real things.
These are real problems. And he was dead ass. He was dead ass. And I think that's what I miss. I miss the authenticity of rap beef.
Yes.
Like, if you don't have a problem or you just have a disagreement with someone, okay, like, do that shit somewhere else.
Right.
Don't bring it to my attention unless it's real.
Yeah.
And doing that shit to sell albums or doing that shit for the gram.
Because that's
doing
the thing,
that shit
right?
For the Snapchat. Yeah.
That's the thing, like... Artists will hit up other artists and be like, you trying to do this beef real quick?
Well, you heard what happened with Jim Jones and Cameron, right?
I was on, like, the outskirts of that. Let me tell you why. Because okay. I feel like all of, like, the Diplomats crew has been beefing on and on. And I was like, weren't they cool, but now they not? And now it is, but it ain't. And I just couldn't get involved because at this point it feels like a dysfunctional relationship.
It is a dysfunctional relationship, but you can tell, like, when Cameron talks about it, he genuinely has no idea what the fuck is going on. He was like, look, I was at one of my many businesses. I look on Twitter. This dude tells me we're beefing. I text him. I say, are we? Why are we? And then I don't get a response. He's like, and then I look again about a week later. It's like they have squashed the beef and resolved things. He's like, and I haven't gotten a phone call. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's coming up to me, asking me what's going on. He's like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. So yeah, I'm like, really? Like, I don't support this
but
shit.
But Jim Jones though?
Especially if that's your man's, right? It's like,
yeah,
really?
That's like legit your man's.
Yeah, like you could have handled it. That's the other thing I don't respect. We're going to keep this list going. Another thing I don't respect is if it's personal, right? Like, keep in mind, if I had a problem with Bangham Smurf, I'm not going online and tagging you into some shit. I'll hit you with a text. I'll talk to you at a recording session, whatever it may be. But would you lose a little bit of respect for me if I tagged you in some shit?
Well, that was like the Young Thug Quan beef. Mm-hmm. Quan was really like, yeah, just turn on the radio.
And apparently
like, yeah, that I would lose respect because I'd be like, there were so many steps that we could have gone through before, like, we got, but then that's that doing it just for stunts and shows, right? That's not real beef, and we're talking about real beef. We're talking about problems.
When I see you, guaranteed to be an ICU. one more time.
So many gems over the years.
So how would you prefer to handle beef? Like, let's say bitch got a problem with you, and how would you what would be the preferred method? It sounds like personally you would prefer like a text message or whatnot, but let's say it's someone that was at a party, had one interaction with you, and then they tagged you in some shit.
Like somebody I don't know?
Like you ran into them at a party, maybe it went left, or maybe you didn't acknowledge them the way that they wanted to be acknowledged, and then they put your name in these streets.
Well, you could just catch these hands. It's not going to be really anything. I don't even think I would respond, but best believe the next time I see you.
You going to see these hands?
That's exactly what it is. I don't have time. If I don't know you, I think what's worse is when you know the person. Just like Cameron was like, what's happening? Because you've been had my phone number. Like, all the things we've been through, the things we've seen, we've raised our children together. Like, what?
You're my kid's godparent. What are we doing?
And that's where I think it really can escalate. I think you see this in real life and in music, is that if we had a real connection and that was beef and somebody didn't handle it the right way, well, then it gets escalated.
That's true. Well, I was thinking about it because I remember how we were saying like we couldn't pinpoint it, right? Mm-hmm. But I can pinpoint it.
Okay.
I can pinpoint it to when all this fuck shit started to transpire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Biggie died. Because when Biggie died right after Pac, what happened was it was like, man, rap beef, you know, we just need to come together and stop all the violence and yada, 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 and kumbaya and all that shit, right? But nah, now it just gave motherfuckers a chance to just say some crazy shit, knowing that the OGs are like, listen, I don't want this to lead to violence. Now I have to consciously think about me putting hands on this motherfucker and then now perpetuating this stereotype, right? And I think that's what happened. Now motherfuckers don't want to have a problem because it's like, it's not a good look to have a problem. But I don't appreciate what this motherfucker's saying to me. So now we're going back and forth for 3 hours on Twitter.
At first I was gonna disagree because, I mean, after Biggie died, it left a vacancy,
mm-hmm.
and we got some of our greatest rap beefs in the fallout.
True,
but I do think that you might have a point about violence and real consequences,
mm-hmm.
and if we're specifically talking about music and then how music and culture influences real life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you're probably right. Like, back in the day, you lose your life. You get in the booth, you say a name, you walk out, and somebody in the goon squad is waiting for that ass, and now you dead.
Well, you saw Straight Outta Compton when they jumped you at the hip-hop convention. Like, no, what'd you think? Like, what did you think was gonna happen?
And so, and I think that's what, I think that is echoed in music and in real life. Like, yeah, I think that niggas want to live.
I think they want to be famous.
Like, I think it's a combination. I don't think it's one thing. I think it's an amalgamation of a whole bunch of fucked up situations and scenarios.
So I'm gonna let you finish, but this is really fucking me up. Are your headphones fucked up?
They're fucked up. Okay. They literally collapsed on my head. Okay. Now, don't try to send me, because these are not my headphones.
No, I'm not trying to send
you. I'm not talking about you.
It was visibly distracting.
And I kept seeing you look over. I thought you heard it, because it was like a click. It was like a click. And then I felt like I had a stroke, like a headphone stroke. Like, this shit drooped down.
The name of the episode is Headphone Stroke. Continue on.
Like, real shit. And I was wondering why you kept looking at me.
It was fucking with me. I was like, something, I don't know when it happened.
I had a headphone stroke.
And now.
Please do not.
The whole shit.
It's a real condition.
It's a real thing and we shouldn't make fun of it. But man.
And I was over here trying to adjust them. And I wasn't talking about you sending me. I was talking about our listeners. I did not walk into the studio with fucked up headphones. These are property of the studio.
And they just went, literally left.
Like, literally, I look crazy. I'm sure I look crazy right now.
Yeah, it looks crazy. I couldn't pinpoint it, but I was just like, is it just going over her head wrong? Or like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, you're going to hear some. Yeah, I can't. Oh.
Mainframe.
Oh, no, but it's drooping again. I'm having another headphone stroke.
Yeah, it's
drooping. Oh, I can hear shit now.
You couldn't hear me?
I could, but it sounded like you were far away in a tunnel.
So I sounded like a Master Ace album, is what you're saying? No, not a Master Ace.
I was supposed to...
What is his name? Master Killer. Ella sounded like a mess. A You Got album?
Over the phone from Britain.
Muffled as shit. Shout out to You God. Because you know he's coming for these checks. But anyway.
And he's pumped. He's not coming for these checks. He's just thrilled to be here.
Okay. So let's talk about this. Who's someone in the rap game that you wouldn't want to have a problem with? Besides Game, because that is for real. So who's one that you would just be like, you know what? I don't think that's the right route.
Jeezy, because I still don't think he's learned.
There's certain people where I'm just like, I think you're still in these streets. Like, I think so. Like Pusher T.
Oh, that's another good one.
I feel like I'm gonna end up missing and he's just gonna go about his life. I don't need those problems.
Like, there's still, and you know, that gives me comfort that there's still like real dudes in the game.
Okay.
Because if there wasn't, I don't think I could mess with
I couldn't mess anymore. With it. Yeah, because there'd just be lames doing lame shit.
And talking about things. And it's not like people aren't experiencing. It's not like niggas aren't trapping, right?
Right.
Like, but then as soon as they get one check, they stop. Like, back in the day, they kept going.
Yeah. Like T.I. T.I. was still moving things. And we know he was still moving things. Like, we knew this. And we knew Jeezy was still moving things. Like, we knew this.
And they just recently stopped moving things.
Because they were just like, you know, maybe we should stop. We don't.
You still doing both?
Right. He's like, you still flipping these birds? Oh yeah. I mean, we have so many credible businesses.
But then it's Something's gotta launder this money. Honestly, you know, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, then you get into a catch-22, because then when Keeping It Real goes wrong, Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, but no, he gave a location. And a time and DNA samples and pictures.
The funniest shit ever was like, we had talked about it, right? And then I read that article where like the police were really like, nah, we were just listening to music and he would say something. And so we would just follow up on it just to see if we got a lead. And Lord, and the body was there
a week ago. To this day.
They were like, We kept wondering why he kept snitching on himself. We would just wait for the mixtapes to drop.
And then we would find these bodies. Yeah, but at the same time, it's kind of like,
that's still in violation of like the OG, right? Like, because that you don't tell on yourself.
Yeah, you know, you don't tell on yourself. But at the same time, you have to be 1,000 about it, right? Like, if you are moving these things, you can talk about... Because, look, Pusha T's been talking about moving these things for a while, and we know that he's moving these things, and he just... You know what I'm saying?
The difference?
So the difference is that unless you know your operation is so covert that even if I were to say, I'm moving these things, you would be hard-pressed to find any evidence that's in my name that would lead to any type of conviction or arrest.
And that's hard. That's hard.
Sit in that courtroom and go,
in theory. Yeah. That's just hard, just in theory.
And you got to understand, like, for all those dudes out there who got that one hit, but they were still moving those things, you know, some of them, they, you know, they love the game. They love the hustle. They feel like Magic Bird when the ball blinks. You know, because, you know, the Knicks got dough. It's going to leave the league. But if they left, would the fans still love them? So you got to put that in perspective, Smurf. You have to put that in all in perspective when you're moving these things. That is in it for the sport and not just the dough.
That's true.
Which is another thing. Or another person I wouldn't want to have problems with is Clifford T.I. Harris. Like, because he's mentally unstable. And we know this.
I just feel like he's got his last get out of jail free card. So I wouldn't be as like a Jeezy or a Pusha T. I wouldn't be as, because dude, you already got caught up in a mall with silencers and assault rifles. Right. So, and fully automatic.
With silencers on the shotguns. I was like, what? How did he get a shotgun?
And he was like, I was fearful for my family. And it was like, but silencers. That's playing for the offense. That's offensive planning. Like, that's not defense. That's offense.
That's playing for the offense. She's like, you're trying to get this TD right here.
So, yeah. Okay. So, we didn't talk about all that. So, let's get back to the beef in real life then.
Okay.
How would you... If some, okay, same situation. You at a party.
Mm.
You stepped on somebody's Sacconis.
Okay.
He's beefing.
Okay.
I try to it get would a
be.
Shoe.
It would be Sacconis. It would be. But go ahead.
Next thing you know, you get a notification on your phone. You look at Frank Massachusetts. Nigga, fuck you. You messed up my faux suede Sacconis. What do you do, Frank? What do you do?
Well, it depends on the platform. But this is Facebook, then I probably wouldn't respond because, you know, you got to keep an image, right? This is Twitter, however, I would say, and I quote, man, fuck you shoes, fuck your eyebrows, fuck your mustache with the pencils on, fuck everything, and fuck the queen, all right? And if we got a problem, we can handle it. That would be my response.
Okay.
Especially if, okay, and it also depends on, if I've met you and we've been in the same proximity, that means I'm going to run into you again.
Right, exactly. Why don't people consider that?
And so I would just say, okay. It would probably be more of that. It would just be like, okay, because I'm not going to forget. And then when we run into each other, I'm going to approach you and I'm going to say, hey, I was under the impression, or I have been told, apparently we have a problem. Here we are. What you trying to do? Stepping up. Wait, what's that? I smell new shoes. Boo, bitch. What the fuck are you trying to do? Because I'm already irritated. Because I'm one of those people that, like, if I have to wait to address it, it's just building up, right? Like, I was a little mad, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's playing over and over in my head. By the time I get to you, it's premeditated murder at this point, right? Because I've already determined how I'm going to assault you, how it's going to go down, and what it's going to be and what it's not going to be. So I would prefer that, please do not tag me in this social media beef. Text my phone. If you want to say some fuck shit to my phone, okay. Then I will call you back and we can handle it over the phone. Okay. And we can handle this privately. I'd rather handle it privately than publicly. And let's put it that way.
Okay. Then let me throw another scenario at you.
Okay.
You're scrolling through your timeline. Yeah. Because that could be anything, right?
Okay.
You see somebody you know. They posted something. Mm-hmm. Somebody you know pretty well. I'd say acquaintances.
Okay.
They describing all this shit. They pissed off. They mad. Rah, run.
Mm-hmm. Six pages.
You get about halfway down. You realize that they talking about you. How do you handle the subliminal?
I don't fuck with subliminals.
Right.
I don't. Well, here's first and foremost. If it's six pages long, I'm not fucking reading that shit. I don't give a fuck enough about your problems to read six pages of them. Let's just, first and foremost, right? Second of all, if I were to have a slow day and I am reading all seven,
or maybe they boiled it down to 140.
And you got 140 characters, and I feel that it might be about me. If you don't say my name, I'm going to be like, I'm just going to leave it alone because I don't respect it. I don't respect it. I'm not even going to approach you. I'm not going to do anything of that nature. It's not going to be any of that. People pumping me up, it's not going to work. Try and put the battery in my back, it's not going to work. I'm firmly of, if you don't say my name, then I don't give a shit.
If you don't say a name,
it's not real.
Then who the fuck are you talking to?
Talk about it.
Who are you talking to, bro?
You seem really bothered
you
by
didn't
this.
Say, because
the man in the middle of the street screaming at the top of his lungs.
Because you're wasting your time, you're wasting my time, you're wasting the people's time. If you
the
don't,
<peoples?
laughs> the people's, if you don't say a name, then what the fuck are we talking about? You must not be that mad.
Maybe that's what it is. It's like you're not that mad, obviously, because you wouldn't respond in this way.
But maybe you just want to seem hard. Like, what is it? Why are you here?
But you don't seem hard.
You
that's what's bothering me.
You have to log into a desktop computer. I'm never going to let that go.
Because you've seen it. You've seen it live. Like, no, this is real life. He logs into a desktop computer.
So do all this rah-rahing. And you didn't say any names.
But would it tick at you? Let me flip it on you.
Okay.
Would it tick at you if there were so and subliminals and you were like, this might be about you in 140 characters?
No, because you didn't say a name. Who the fuck are you talking to? Who are you talking about? If you didn't say a name, it didn't happen. If you did not say who agreed you, then the agreement never happened.
Never transpired. I agree. And I think it's just our age, just the era that we grew up in, where no, if you had a problem, then you would get thrown down these stairs. And so is the solution that people just need to start getting thrown down stairs again?
I think so. But it feels like we're promoting what the OGs try to stop.
I feel like there needs to be a balance.
And that's what it is. Wait, okay. If you want to start, be fine.
Fine.
Fine. But there needs to be a code of motherfucking conduct.
What is it? The Geneva, what is it? For war?
Oh, yeah. The Geneva Convention?
The Geneva Convention. Yeah, I think it's the Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that.
And they're like, nah, it was the Switzerland Chronicles.
It was the Meta World Peace. It was the Art of War. But go ahead.
My thing is, okay, even before you get on a platform, even before you say anything, even before you open your mouth, if you have a problem, you need to have a conversation with yourself. Is this problem worth the consequential problem?
Is it a real problem?
is it? Yes, let's boil it down. A, is it a real motherfucking problem? Am I prepared to deal with any and every consequence that could possibly come my way?
Yeah.
I feel like it needs to be one of those flow charts. It's like, yes, no.
As a matter of fact, if one of my friends ever got famous and I was his right-hand man. And
you put together a Vizio?
I'd be like, yeah, exactly. I put together a fucking Vizio.
Ratchet but professional. Right.
I would do a Prezi presentation and I would just go through it. And I'd just be like, all right, so is this a real problem? Yes, click. Are you prepared to deal with it? It's going to be like that suicide hotline thing, right? Where you have to go through and ask them these questions. Do you have a plan? Do you have a plan of committing these acts? Yes, click. All right. Have you thought about this financially? Click. All right. And I think, again, and it goes back to social media and dudes having Twitter fingers and just having that access to put something in the air in that mind. Because you know you've been in that situation where something got to you and in that moment you went crazy and you blacked out and it is what it is, mm-hmm. right? I don't respond socially when I'm in that mindset because you're putting it out there.
Whose right? first reaction is when you get pissed off to pick up your phone and be like, the world needs to know?
Exactly. Fuck exactly. I don't respond that way.
I'm like, where's this motherfucker at?
Because one, I don't think anybody else gives a shit except for me because I'm the one that's mad.
Oh, shit.
And two, yeah, I just don't, yeah, I don't.
Because honestly, when I see subliminals, I get pissed off.
Do you?
Because I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Subliminals don't make sense.
They don't make sense. You've just wasted everybody's time.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to put your phone down and then what? I want to see the moments after that's posted.
I want to see someone during the posting. Let's talk about that. What do you look like when you're beefing? Also,
no. Yeah, yeah. No, I can picture, for some reason that comes, for some reason that comes real easy. And I think the type of people that do this, because I know a few people that do this.
They get angry and start Twitter fingering?
Well, yeah, but like there's a certain type of personality that goes to Twitter, goes to Instagram when they have a problem. And there's a personality type.
Okay.
And it's kind of
Is it fuckboys?
It's fuckboys and fuckgirls. Okay. Because there's definitely those. Yes. But
we may have to do an episode.
We might have to do an episode. But it's a personality type. And yeah, they pump themselves up. And they truly, I think that they are going to be received in a certain type of way. Like, damn, Keisha's really beefing. I don't know why Keisha called.
I was like, oh, I thought I was dropping names. I thought we were doing government.
For some reason, I just pictured Keisha Cole like beefing over there. But she does from time to time. But yeah, they get real hyped up. I'm more interested in the moment immediately after.
Where they go, maybe I should.
Or do you just put your phone down and continue on about your day? Because what are you expecting to happen?
Are you looking for the retweets? Are you looking for a response?
Maybe you monitor responses. Like, who are you talking about? What? Who got you? And, you know, fuck the co-signers on these.
Yeah, the people that keep perpetuating it and keep bringing it out. I hate that shit.
Yo, what? It's about to be problems. No, it's not.
Oh, he's talking about such and such because such and such had black shoes on that day. Oh.
No, I can respect that type of co-signer. Because at least we're trying to solve the unsolved mystery of who the fuck this person's talking about. Yeah, let's just take a shot in the dark. Let's just say names.
Let's just start putting clues together.
Blues Clues. Ghost Rider.
I'm imagining. Damn it, man. I'm imagining like a subliminal diss track comes out and some dude, the same dude who updates Wikipedia, gets a poster board and starts putting up faces and names. And then he's like, where was this person Saturday? It couldn't have been him because he wasn't there Saturday.
If we're going to talk about, add that to the list of dream jobs.
I update Wikipedia pages.
No, not that. I solve subliminal memes.
Oh my God. If that was a real profession, yes. No, yes. That's amazing.
I would do that all day.
Yeah,
I would.
So we tagged a resident expert, Bangham Smurfette, to help us really decode this very cryptic message left by such and such. Can you tell us who Kid Cudi was speaking to when he says, man, all the world used to be cool when you had a backpack, but now that fuzzy head just turned into a big ass hater?
Well, first I want to bring you to the history of backpack rap.
Bring it down.
I'm fully prepared for this job.
I see you in a button-up, too, just like, well, let's talk about it. First, you have to understand backpack rap.
Well, see, first, what you have to understand is that when Biggie died...
A series of events occurred afterwards. I'm a historian. Yes, we need one of those. Maybe that's the solution. We need someone for checks and balances, i.e. we need someone to curate these fights. Like if there's someone's tagging people being like, all right, I got $200 on you, $200 here. The venue's reserved. Make it happen.
Or we international need
someone to-
P.
Hold it down. Headshots?
Headshots. You know what, actually? I think that I've actually stumbled upon a solution. I'm going to call upon all of us.
Okay.
To step up.
As citizens.
And do the right thing. So when you see a subliminal beef, I'm going to need you to comment. And I'm going to need the comment to say, who the fuck are you talking about? And I think that we're all going to make the world a better place.
And just keep retweeting it. It's either that or... My man, if you're not going to say a name, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just shut the
Either
fuck
up. Either or.
Maybe that's the conclusion. Yeah. If you're not going to say a name, shut the fuck up. And if you're about that life, then just go do it.
Go do it. We don't need to see you just, do it. That's it called incriminating yourself.
Right. Just go do it and we'll find out that you did it.
Yeah. You can rap about it then after the fact, after the evidence is gone.
Exactly. After, you know, the statute of limitations have expired. Then, yeah. But, yeah. Unless you want to
G-dep it up and go tell yourself after.
Cigarettes for breakfast?
Just for beginners. No, in my head, this new man
bought my girl a Nintendo. Now she's calling him dad.
The line preceding that is, slept from my lunch, but it always in my head is cried for dinner, and I know that's not right. But that's the way I hear it every time I think about that song.
He might have cried for dinner.
It sticks because it's so believable.
Now, that was real beef. G-Dep versus his day was real beef. That was a daily struggle.
That was it beef, though? Because it sounded like a man resigned to his fate.
All I know is that it fucked my whole day.
Because every day pants in a week is enough.
And if you want more of this... And more episodes. If you want to drop us a line, tell them where to go, Smurf.
If you want to drop us a line, you can go to dropusaline@speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox, normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com. If you want to listen to us talk about some shit in other episodes, find us on one of our various platforms, being iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic. And if you want a one-stop shop for all of this very focused, structured conversation.
Linear. conversation.
Then go to our website, which is speakerbox.com. That's
S-P-K-R-B-X.
S-P-K-R-B-X.com.
So good.
Brought to you by Gary the Juice.
Do it.
Now you got the juice.
Boom.
Gary the Juice Man and Mr. 808.
Oh my God, the collab album. Shutting down festivals everywhere we go. And of course, you know, rate, subscribe, share, like us on Facebook. Follow Smurf on...
Leave us an iTunes review.
Follow Smurf on Snapchat because it's lit.
Bang_M_Smurf. Bang_EM_Smurf. Bang_EM_Smurf. Bang_EM_Smurf.
Bring the bass in. Boom. Keep going. Yeah. Boom.
No, this episode. I got places to be.
Well, anyway, this is Frank. We could have had a hit. Mark this note. We could have had a hit.
No, because we still have gin and tonic.
We do. Reagan Knox. This is Frank Massachusetts.
And this is Bangles for Fans.
And we will see y'all next week with season 4.